listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, always like to let you know about what's happening on our website. If you go to klyt.fm in the Action Center on the homepage, from Focus on the Family, the Marriage Investment Initiative, they're providing $1,000 towards group marriage intensives. All kinds of couples, you know, they want help, but they hesitate because of financial concerns. Through Marriage Investment Initiative, Focus on the Family is helping to remove that barrier so couples can take the next step toward healing. A marriage is worth fighting for. The details are found in the Action Center at klyt.fm. In studio with me, more family, part of the body of Christ here again. Angela and Damon Shelby are here from God's House. Quality Tam, yeah, is in the house. Now, those who are longtime listeners of 88.3 KLYT might remember those. Was that Static Radio days?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Star 88.
Okay. Yep. So, these are friends of yours that you introduced me to.
Yes.
And I'll let you go into a little more detail about introduction, exactly who Angela and Damon Shelby are. Those who are not familiar, because they're... Yes. I know their peeps are probably tuned in.
Yeah. I hope so. I know for me, so I actually knew them before they knew me. This is where I was creeping in the back at God's House when I was on my off days while I was working, and I heard that they had the most amazing choir. So then I showed up to hear them at rehearsal.
Which was true,
this
right?
Is about, yeah. Oh, yes. And this is about now. It's been about 18 years ago, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So that was how long ago that it was. And then I had seen Bishop Shelby, who is Damon's dad. And I hadn't met Angela until recently, and it was through a friend of mine who said, "Have you tried Angela?" Because I needed a vocalist, and she sure enough popped up, and now we're doing ministry together, yeah, back and forth, which has been amazing. So they've got an event coming up.
Yes.
And I'm pretty excited about
it. A youth conference and a concert. Before we move on, and we're going to cover this, Damon, do you sing too?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But yeah. The man can pray and he can preach.
They let me karaoke some, but...
Well, you know, I can sing in the shower.
Yeah, the car.
That is a private event.
Yeah, okay.
It's not open to the public.
All right.
The spirit every once in a while on the pulpit as well.
Yeah. Angela, pull that mic close to you.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about this youth conference.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for this coming up June 1st through the 4th? At God's House, by the way, Wyoming, just north of Manal.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And actually, for those, I mean, it's been, decades since it was Hoffmantown.
Yeah.
But still, those who've been in Albuquerque a long time, now there's some people going, Hoffmantown, what?
Oh, yeah.
God's House on Wyoming, just north of Manal, is going to be the place for this youth conference June the 1st through the 4th. Let's jump on that first. You're looking for youth, like 11-year-old to 19-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll say this. The idea for this actually came from my community choir, which is Kingdom Remix Community Youth Choir.
Uh-huh.
And we've been doing that now for 4 years. Real quick, on a quick background, I had been wanting to do it for quite a few years, and I kept saying, Damon, I want to do a youth choir. And he said, I don't think it's time yet. Just hold off. Just wait. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, Damon, I think it is. I think it's time. He says, just wait. And I said, okay. I was being an obedient wife, and I said, okay.
You know, I mean, it does say in Galatians, when the perfect time came, God.
Let's go, Steve.
Yeah. Well, so let me tell you what happened after that. After I was an obedient wife, the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And so that was perfect. It was a perfect confirmation that I have a wonderful husband that is leading me in life. So So COVID hit, and we waited. And then right after COVID, I kept praying. We kept praying on it. And I finally said, Damon, I think this is time. And he says, you're right. He says, this is the time.
Mm.
And so that's where Kingdom Remix came in. We started Kingdom Remix. We started with about 5 young people. And we grew up to almost 50 young people in the choir.
I love that.
Yeah, we were singing at the fairgrounds. We were singing at different events for the city, a lot of different things. So Kingdom Remix has definitely made a name for itself here in the community.
Yep.
And so we're really, really excited.
And
about
they're hosting this conference. It's happening June 1st through the 4th. Yeah. Who are you looking for? And what are they going to experience?
So we're looking for the young 11 to 19. Now, I have always been, you know, where the younger ones have said, Auntie, you know, I know I'm not the age, but I really want to sing. And then I have the older ones to say, well, Auntie, you know, we'd like to sing too. But really what we would like to do is really focus on those young teens right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a time where in the community, they're now not just... You know, back in the day, we used fist fights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This time, they're not using fist fights anymore. Yeah. They're using weapons. And what we're trying to do is, you know, we, with one of our sponsors, MLK Commission, we are with the nonviolence movement, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. And so we really want to bring them in. And then with this conference, not only are we bringing the love and unity, which our theme is love never fails.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're trying to do with that is to bring unity and bring music together and let them know that the music will bring us together.
Music is so powerful.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It so much is. So really, listen, I'm going to mirror back to what I'm hearing. You are recruiting the next generation to prepare them to continue the work that's being done now, to share the gospel of Jesus, share the love of Christ in our community, and, you know, if necessary, through song, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And that's my love. I've been singing since I was a little girl.
And she's good at it.
So,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm a good background.
Okay, speaking of good singers, Tam needs to testify a little bit. I got a boy that can sing a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My
30 something.
Uh-huh.
I have a love of music, and I want to make sure every young person from the age of 11 to 19 is aware of. Now, in 11 to 19, God's House at June 1st through the 4th, we don't need to go into details. Is there a cost or is this?
Everything, the entire week has been sponsored by our wonderful sponsors.
If someone's listening, they go, I want to be part of that.
Yeah, show it's free. Up.
Just come.
We want you to register, right?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website.
Okay.
And so that is www.kingdomremix.org. And I will say this just really quickly. I thought that I was doing something really great, and I went to go make something look really nice on the website, and I messed it up.
and I
know I'm not the first one ever in life to do that. So
Well, listen, if you're not sure, just call Kingdom House and say, hey, I heard about a youth conference June 1st through the 4th. Be a part of this. Parents, grandparents, this is for 11-year-olds to 19-year-olds. Mm-hmm. They'll be equipped. They'll be blessed by that week during the conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's summertime. A great opportunity for them to have something to do.
Yep.
And listen, the week ends up. We got 2 minutes. We have time to talk about it. A live concert at a great venue. I just mentioned off the air, the African American Performing Arts Center on Expo New Mexico. Mm-hmm. If you've never been in that facility, it's a good facility for a show.
Absolutely.
But this is going to be the night following the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So the conference is Tuesday through Friday?
It's Monday through Thursday from 5 to 8:30.
Okay.
And then the grand finale is that Friday at 7 p.m. And what we're doing is everything that we have taught them through the week, we're actually going to be performing as a unity choir on that Friday.
Love it.
And then we have our special guest. And I'm so excited to share this. We have our special guest for the first time ever in Albuquerque. We have Pastor Kenton Jones coming in to do a free concert for everybody.
And listen, if you're not familiar, stellar and Gospel Choice Award winner. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a technology age. Kenton Jones. Look it up, and you'll be well prepared. But it's a free. Listen, whether you went to the event throughout the week, the conference or not, this is for the general public, and it's a free event. So there's limited seating. There's a lot of seating, but it's limited.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get there. It's free parking at Expo New Mexico's African American Performing Arts Center. Can I say Auntie too?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Everybody's. I'm Auntie to everybody.
Okay. And we'll have it on our Facebook as well. So watch for everything there. But any closing thoughts?
I'm going to leave that to Pastor Damon.
All right.
To give us something. There.
I just want all the young people that are in the listening vicinity to come on out Especially on Friday, June the 5th at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the AIPAC building there on the state fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And experience the next shift that God is going to do amongst young people. Yeah. We've talked about it for years, about the Joshua generation. But Joshua's time has come.
Amen.
And we need the young people, young, middle-aged, and even the old to come.
Come on out.
And see God
everybody.
Take another move in the city. I'm tired of seeing revivals all across the land. But I want to see something here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. Right.
You get your rattle.
God is going to birth something here in due time and season.
Damon, Angela, Tam, Quality Tam.
Quality Tam. Just
thanks
all.
Support.
Send all my students.
God bless you. Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
Thank you.